Now this is the
sort of little patio there.
This doesn't have a roof on it, right?
No. Mm-mm.
So you call it a patio if it doesn't have a roof.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But
and see, it's a conventional roof, you know, and it came out this way for the kitchen.
So is it the L shape, isn't it?
Yes, it's an L shape.
What do they call the place where this part of the L runs into that part of the L, the low place in the roof there? Do they have a name? Or do they?
No, I don't know. They do have, it's not a louvered roof, but I don't know. But it's L shaped. See, this went here, and then these rooms came out this way. It was L shaped.
Do they call that place where it comes together a valley or anything
like
that?
Yeah, the valley. Mm-hmm. Huh? Comes down. The tin.
And this house had the gutters that fed the cistern. Is that
yes,
right?
Uh-huh. Right. At a later date, not for, to begin with.
That's a good picture of it.
It is, uh-huh. Oh. You think you can sketch it? I can't draw anything.
Oh, that's fine. I've discovered that from the floor plans, I can learn more from it because I can remember this.
All right, this is an L-shaped building, and here was a good-sized bedroom, I'd say, about 14 by 14, and that was my parents' room, see? And then my bedroom was next, which is almost the same size. And then there was a wide hallway in here, coming from the very front, clear down the way, and there was enough, there was it was narrow up to a certain point, and then it widened, and this made another little room that we could use for a bedroom in here, see?
Now, okay, here's the patio out here. And this is your bedroom.
Yes,
your
uh-huh.
The hall came in here?
Yes.
All right.
And it narrowed a little bit before it got to the front door, and this was big enough for a little bedroom, see? And there was a doorway going out the patio from there. You see, as it came to the front door over here, it narrowed a little bit.
This is the front door over on this side?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there a porch or something out here?
Yeah, a porch all the way across.
Would you call that the front porch or what?
Yeah, front porch, uh-huh. And it had the little thing. Now there was a window here, and of course a window here and here.
And so you could use this as a bedroom area?
No, the hallway was narrow up to here.
Oh, up to here?
Yeah, and then it was widened in here.
What was over on this side?
Now, this was a parlor, right here. And those days, they called the parlor. And then next was a dining room. And then the L shape made your kitchen on out here. Good sized room. Kitchen and pantry.
Where was the pantry?
Well, it was on this end over here. And then there was a window, north window here, which was screened or covered with mesh, you know, to keep the north window here. And then there was a door coming in from the patio here. And then, of course, there was a door here to the dining area and to the parlor. Mm-hmm. And then a little door that came from this part into this little room.
Mm-hmm. Would you call this room we're in now the parlor?
Well, we would, and now we call them living rooms, you know.
When did that change come along?
Well, parlors were the very formal rooms, you know. And in those days, the parlor was kept almost intact. The kids, in other words, played out in the patio or in the bedrooms, and then the parlor was kept for the company. And it was, I know, down at this big house we had, this big home, we had a parlor. And it was more ornate than the other rooms, you know what I mean? It was more plush furnished.
And
Now these trees are enormous there now. My father planted these ebonies. I wish I had time to take you down there. I wish you didn't have to leave tomorrow.
I wish I didn't either. I'd like to stay. This is a rough sketch of this house. This is the, what do you call this area right out here?
That's the front.